From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Governments around the world are vowing to chase down the wealthy, powerful, and famous who set up offshore bank accounts to hide assets and possibly evade taxes. The Kremlin is announcing the disclosures made by a group of investigative journalists saying they target Russian President Vladimir Putin. And they claim former U.S. State Department and Central Intelligence Agency officials were behind the document dump to a Panamanian law firm. Michael Hudson is senior editor with the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, or ICU, that released a report.
It's not an attack. It's journalism. We sent lots of questions to the Kremlin, and the Kremlin has refused to answer the questions. They did go public several days ago in an effort to preempt our story by charging that ICIJ and its media partners were preparing what a Kremlin spokesman called an information attack on Putin and people close to him.
The report by the journalists said Putin associates have funneled nearly $2 billion through offshore accounts over the past years. Among national leaders noted in the stories for offshore wealth are Nawaz Sharif, Pakistan's prime minister, Petro Poroshenko, the president of Ukraine, Allah Mubarak, son of Egypt's former president, and the prime minister of Iceland. The United States has released two inmates from Guantanamo Bay Detention Center today, sending them to the West African nation of Senegal. The two men, identified as Libyans, Omar Khalif Mohammed Abu Baker and Salem Abdul Salam Garibi, had been held at the prison for 14 years without charges. Khalif, who lost a leg in a 1998 landmine explosion, and Garibi were opponents of the deposed Libyan strongman Muammar Gaddafi. This is VOA News.